his work is never done. Nightfall, smoke on the water, darkness closes in. Cold white hand in the deep will drown you for your sins. It's a lifelong expedition, second guessing your decisions, trying to find out what's been missing. Hey, just keep on feeling.
And welcome back to Hanging with Heavy right here on the Trending Topics Network. Hanging with Heavy is a look inside the heart, the mind, the soul, the journey, the thoughts, whatever it is of the one and only Heavy Set. Well, technically now on Wrestling Cheers, I now go by my actual name, Justin Summers. So how's it hanging, everybody? It's been a while. I know I did the episode a couple months ago where I talked about my mom's passing. And I mentioned at the beginning of that episode that I have this stuff that I want to shoot on, stuff that I want to talk about, and I can't put it under the Wrestling Cheers banner. I don't want to put it under the Wrestling Cheers banner. And, well, that's why I'm here today. So I'm just going to cut right into it. A lot of my international friends won't be getting this as much. This is really more for the local friends and everything, everybody that enjoys Wrestling Cheers and whatnot. And, you know, I don't really talk about much about myself as much on Wrestling Cheers. I mean, like, it comes up in interviews and all that stuff, but a lot of the personal, like, stories and everything, I would always set aside for Hanging with Heavy. So there's a lot to unpack here, and I'm going to start with, quote, addressing the elephant in the room. And if you will, I'm actually going to mention them. Go to @markswithmikes on Twitter. There are two videos that are directed towards me, one that I wasn't sure about, and the other one, oh yeah, it's blatant. My name's dropped. It's about me. These go back a couple weeks. One of them is like called Thursday Thoughts, and the other one is like called Are You Serious? So, not really have much on the Thursday Thoughts one, because that was, you know, about some tweets that I had out, and then I responded to that video with some tweets, and we now get this video. I'm going to get the first thing out of the way. And since I'm good at what I do, and since I can, you know, pull audio from stuff, I have audio from what was said. So technically, like, you don't have to go watch the whole 17-minute fucking video about me. You can sit here and listen. I have about 3 minutes or so, but I think it's like 3:15 of things that were said that I took, I don't want to say offense to, but I thought were important to respond to. So I'm going to start off with getting the real elephant in the room out of the way. And that's these remarks. 45 seconds were made to talk about fighting me. Now listen here, and I'll address this individual by name. I'm not calling you Mr. 6'9". I'm not calling you JT. I'm going to call you Jermaine, your real name. Let's get into the words said by Mr. Jermaine right now.
I'm tired of being the bigger person, but it's kind of hard to be tired of being the bigger person when you're literally the bigger person, if you get what I'm saying. I'm not looking for a fight, nor do I want to fight. Because for the benefit of your health and my freedom, I don't think we should do that. I don't plan on putting my hands on anybody, period. Because that's stupid. For what? For you to capitalize off of me possibly kicking your ass, like, that's dumb, period. Like, I'm not gonna do this. Now, if this was celebrity boxing, you know, then yeah, I'll do it. But other than that, I don't see the point of doing any of that. But if you go on talk, make sure you write a check that your ass can cash. Don't write a check that your ass can't cash at the end of the day. Because you're gonna end up writing it to the wrong person and they will bounce your ass.
Right there. 45 seconds worth of intimidation. And that's like the reason why I originally turned off that video, because it was just this, I'm bigger than you, I can kick your ass mentality. Now, Jermaine, this is, at the end of the day, just podcast shit. Now, the bottom line is, I don't like you. I don't like your friends. I don't like a lot of the people you're associated with. That includes the Dark Match podcast, and that I had technically issues with them before, you know, we had issues. I take offense to when new podcasts pop up and just take one step into independent wrestling around here and say, well, I'm going to do a podcast. Like, you know, this week that I'm recording this is my eighth anniversary of podcasting. Is it something I take hardcore serious? I mean, yes and no. It's not, you know, life or death, but with the work that I put into Wrestling Cheers is very serious. The commitment level is unprecedented. Even you with Marks with Mics and even Dark Match Podcast don't even come close to rivaling me on the consistency. You both take weeks off, which is, it's small shit, but you know, consistency is something that I take pride on. It has nothing to do. And that's, once again, is something we're going to get into a lot of this. Like, it doesn't have to do with I'm doing it because of you guys. Like, it's way just bigger than that. It's something that I do for myself. I want to put out a weekly consistent podcast. People have complimented me that, you know, they know every Thursday, boom, there's going to be Wrestling Cheers. It's not going to be put out late. It's not going to be put out a day late. And, you know, I've many times put multiple episodes out per week. Now, I'm going to go back a little bit because I kind of rambled. But, you know, this isn't a fighting type thing. I don't know where you came from. I don't know that much about you. But this isn't something that is worthy of a fight. Now, if you're willing to fight me, because here's the other thing, too. I've never mentioned in any of my shots, any of my remarks, was there ever an idea, a thought, or whatever, like, I'm going to fight them. No. It's just, you know, a rivalry. We're, I don't want to say enemies, but when it comes to podcasting, it's just, we're competition. And I look at you and Dark Match Podcast as competition. Now, a lot of things you guys do, I feel, give me a bad name. Now, I'm not going to fight you about it, but you're the one that introduces fighting at all. And this intimidation, well, I'm the bigger man if you catch what I'm saying. And all this other stuff. Dude, fighting is nothing that I want a part of. And you can sit there and say, I'm all about positivity, but once you bring fighting into it, and like that's, you're the one proposing it, your fake bullshit of I'm all about positivity is out the window. I have no respect for that. And I consider myself to be a fairly positive person. Many who've gotten to know me knows I'm all about, you know, supporting my friends. I love doing it. I love supporting the good people. I love putting out the good message. I like, you know, boosting people up. And, you know, just because I don't do that for you and I don't do that for the Dark Match Podcast doesn't mean I don't do it for other people. You know, after you put out that Are You Serious video, you know, I was sending editing notes to Ben Center from Center Stage. I'm always, you know, happy when people that are connected to my show, I don't want to say that they're on my show or whatever, like, or they're, you know, it's people who help contribute to my show. And when they go out and like start another podcast or whatever, you know, Stacy, who, I mean, didn't need me to be on a podcast. Dude knows so much about, you know, the audio engineering part of it, that it's awesome to have like a dude like that on my side. And, you know, he has his podcast. Super fantastic. I absolutely love that show. There's shows like, you know, Pod Van Dam and, you know, friend of the show, also Pod Van Dam and, you know, Wrestling Cheers, Ronald Two Legs, a.k.a. Pat, you know, he's talking about starting up another show. And I think that's awesome. And I'm always supportive of those kind of people. I'm just not supportive of you guys. And we'll get into that as this goes on, because there's a lot more things to talk about. So let's get on the next soundbite, shall we?
The person in that picture was someone that I contacted last year when I said that I was thinking about starting the podcast.
Is an example of a lie, because the truth be told, how would you approach me that you wanted to do a podcast if we didn't meet until you started the podcast and had Pam on? Something we'll get down to that road later on, but you didn't come to me. We didn't know each other. So you started that podcast without coming to me, which is fine. I don't expect anybody to come to me when they're starting a podcast, especially if they don't know me. So you started Marks with Mics without speaking to me. So even knowing me, so why would you tell people that you approached me before starting a podcast? And not to mention, if you approach me, let's say, for example, you didn't know who I was and you did know that I was doing Wrestling Cheers and you came to me and said, hey, I want to start a podcast. What should I do? Trust me. I wouldn't have told you to go to anchor.com because I didn't even, or whatever it's called. I didn't hear about them until I heard of you guys. And I probably would have given you much better advice because let's face it, that Anchor website is just an updated version or newer version of, you know, Blog Talk Radio. Hey, maybe an okay place to start, but I'm going to tell people don't start there. Just start actually editing your shit and start, you know, start off at a better level instead of something like that, like Blog Talk Radio, which I'll admit, I had my start on Blog Talk Radio too, but when I got out of that whole process, I realized like it takes a little bit more to be a podcaster and you need to edit your own shit. Like it just stuff sounds better and it's not the really shitty audio. And that's what Anchor is. So, I mean, that's just on a little tangent, but no, you did not come to me when you started Marks with Mics. So what else you got?
Unfortunately, we never got to do a crossover episode, so ever since we never got a chance to do a crossover episode, he's made it his business to worry about what we're doing and send subliminal shots, so to speak.
My issue with Marks with Mics and you, Jermaine, has nothing to do with the fact that we didn't get to do a crossover episode. You know, it was talked about at one time, but the truth is, if I really want the crossover to happen, it's something that I'll keep knocking on the door. I'll keep asking about. And then if I feel like I'm getting ignored, then it's something that I'll sweep under the rug. And, you know, I had that issue with the Kick Out of Two podcast. That was, you know, solved and is water under the bridge now. And I feel bad for that. But this has nothing to do with that. This, with me having an issue with you guys, has to go back to, you know, getting the wrong vibe. And, you know, you used an outdated picture too, trying to explain that how I have, you know, trouble with or beef with you guys and like, oh, your biggest hater's the one always right behind you. And at that time at J-Lit last year, you know, I was fine with you guys. I was cool. But the people that I started to see, you didn't feel genuine to me. Now I'm my own judge on that kind of thing. And different people look things different ways. But I didn't feel anything genuine from you guys. I felt like you guys just came onto this scene. Like I said, even you experienced J-Lit once, one show, and said, oh, we're going to cover this show. We're going to do all this stuff. And like you jumped in, like kind of jumping into my territory. And that didn't rub me the best way, but, you know, it's free market. Anybody can cover whatever the hell they want on podcast. So I was like, fine, it's fine, it's whatever. But I think it's the interaction between myself and collectively Marks with Mics. I didn't feel like this was they actually want to be friends. And I think the bad part about this is even using the word friends, because we were never friends. We're never close, and we won't ever be like that. So I think that's a big thing that, you know, that's a difference. There's never going to be friendship. But I didn't feel like you guys looked at me as equals. You looked at it as like, oh, we're the new hot thing. And if you want to use that, that's fine, whatever. But I never felt the same love that I'd always throw Marks with Mics. I never felt it back with Wrestling Cheers. And I'm not a person that likes one-sided relationships like that. So at that point, which was probably after Absolution, I started to back away. Every week I used to plug Marks with Mics on my podcast, on Wrestling Cheers. I have the list of, you know, shows, and I'd always throw out Marks with Mics. When I stopped feeling that kind of love, I just stopped mentioning you guys. I stopped tagging you in the tweets for the retweets. So, yeah, I would take subliminal shots, but that's, I don't know, what I like. But I think, you know, you mentioned about how you grew up. I mean, I grew up listening to, you know, rap music. And, you know, a lot of time with rap and hip hop, you know, there's subliminal messages, little, you know, subliminal disses thrown in. And that's, I don't know, it's what I'm used to. Is it right? I mean, that's debatable. It pops me, so I do it. And I know that pops other people who don't like you guys. Because it's certainly not just me. I have other friends that I talk to. I mean, granted, there's people that tell me, like, why do you, or should I ask me, why do you even care about what they do? That's competition. Got to keep my eye on them, and they still rub me the wrong way. And part of me might not ever get over that until you guys stop doing what you're doing. Now, I'm not telling you or whatever, that demanding you or whatever, saying I wish that, but I mean, that's probably the only way it would go away. So that has nothing to do with not doing a crossover episode. Trust me. It has just more with not really caring for your character or lack thereof. I didn't want to be associated with you. So what else is there?
This person who has their own podcast has made it their business to worry about everything that I do, not just my podcast, Dark Match podcast as well. You're worried about what these other two podcasters are doing, and you're neglecting the fact that we're not worried about you.
I mean, that's all perfectly fine with me. Don't be worried about me. That's fine. Do whatever. But it's dumb to think that, you know, you shouldn't be worried about someone who's, like I've said, competition. I mean, you might not look at me as competition. That's fine. I would somewhat laugh at that. I've been podcasting a lot longer than you. I've been doing wrestling cheers longer than Marks with Mics. And do I care that you guys don't care? No. I'm going to have my own problems, my own beefs, my own things that I keep an eye on. I want to be better than you. I want to be better than them. And I think, to an extent, I am. Especially you. Especially Marks with Mics. I haven't tuned in since, I don't know, sometime late last summer. Right around the time that I just kind of like stopped caring about you guys. And I started distancing myself. Dark Match Podcast is something that, the funny thing is, we have a mutual friend. And the mutual friend has fed me a lot of information, bit by bit, whether it's stuff I don't talk about, or whether it's stuff I do talk about. And as far as you guys go, people talk. People tell me the good things. People tell me the bad things. I'll check your guys' Twitter. I'll check your guest. Not that I'm trying to steal any. We'll get to that shortly. But I keep tabs. I also keep tabs to, you know, my own mental record, which might not be 100% proficient, but when I go to these local shows and, you know, I'm the only one that has a podcast that's going to them that covers independent wrestling, you guys do what you do. I'm still going to have my opinion. You guys still rub me the wrong way. That's not changing. But if there's one thing that I strive for, and it's something I've mentioned, is respect. I don't think I've ever had a wrestler come up to me and tell me, you know, how great you guys were. And it's probably the same way opposite, with nobody's telling you guys how great Wrestling Cheers is. So that's fine. Thing that I value the most, I can't speak for you, either of you, but I can speak for me, is when I turn off the recording and it's just me and that wrestler. And to get genuine compliments of how great the interview was, that's something that I hold dear. Respect is not given, it is earned. And it's something I enjoy earning. And that feeling of when you earn it, it feels so good. That's part of like my pinned tweet on my personal Twitter. And is it a shot at you guys? Not necessarily. It could be taken that way. But that's just me after an interview, getting a great compliment means a lot. What else you got? I mean, I'm already pressing your time for the video that I'm responding to. So yeah, it's going to be a little bit longer, but hey, I'm a little bit more long-winded sometimes. So what's next?
But yet you continue to throw shots and hide. Well, I'm not hiding. It's kind of hard for me to hide, period.
6 foot, 300 plus pound ginger beard motherfucker is really hard to hide too. Now, this is another thing I don't understand. Like, I'm throwing shots, but I'm hiding. How am I hiding? You will constantly talk about how big you are and, oh, I'm so hard to hide. Where am I hiding? I'm at every single AIW show. Well, I do take that back. I missed Wrestle Rave due to work, but, you know, where am I hiding? I figure I'm just as easy to find as you. You're a little taller and black. Okay, how am I hard to find too? I'm at every single, you know, AIW show and I'm wearing, you know, a Wrestling Cheers hoodie or a Wrestling Cheers shirt. Like, how am I hard to find? So that really baffles me.
But are you serious to even say out your mouth that you're not on my level. Listen, I don't want to be on your level. I don't want to do the things that you do. I want to be original. I want to be my own entity. I don't want to be the next person. I don't want to replicate what you have. I want to create something new. That way my audience is able to tune in to what we have going on.
I have never seen anybody twist up the phrase, "You're not on my level." Being on someone's level has nothing to do with being identical. It's being comparable. I do look at you guys as things that make me look bad. So I'm always trying to do what I can do to continue to be better, really, when it comes down to it. But what I mean, you're not on my level is, and it's something I'm going to stress, and it's something I do feel. It's my opinion. If you don't like it, hey, I'm sorry. You guys are just star chasers. You're trying to become some big name. I'm working hard on what I'm doing. Now, when I've actually listened to your show, it was dreadful. The only compliment I will give you is the last episode I listened to, which I don't know when. All I will say is the audio sounded better, and I thought that was good. But as a whole, since I'm not chasing that like you guys are, or at least I feel like you guys are, I'm putting out a better product. I'm, you know, like I said, I'm dependable. People know every Thursday there's a new episode. They don't have to question when, they know. The fact that I've been around the scene as long as I have gained enough respect of being a fan and not being a fan. Not everybody loves me. Hell no. I definitely have rubbed some people the wrong way, and it shows. It's fine. But you guys. You guys. Yeah. Trust me. Do what you do. Keep coming out with a YouTube show and all these other things that you want to do, these belt giveaways. That's fine. You do enough to be your own identity. I often ask myself is, what is your identity? I don't know. Dark Match Podcast, as far as I've always understood, kind of had their own identity. Well, to begin with, they were horrible. Literally, go back to the very first episode. I can't remember if that's the one they had Trey Lamar on or not, but they started off the podcast saying, oh, we're going to talk about independent wrestling, and that's the kind of podcast we are. Then the first thing they talk about is WWE. So I laughed at that. But they seem to catch their footing. They seem to, you know, do the interview stuff. That's fine. Good for them. Now, when you're asking a guy like Colby Durst or telling him, yeah, you should come down to Cleveland sometime. And it's like, yeah, he's been booked in Cleveland before, man. He's been booked at AIW. And I felt like it's people who weren't doing their research on the wrestler. Again, like newbies to the whole independent wrestling thing. But because I say you're not on my level, doesn't mean you're the same as me. No one's the same. Marks with Mikes isn't the same as Dark Match Podcast. I'm not the same as Pod Van Dam. We're all different. And that's what's supposed to be. Like, no one's copying anybody. I never told you to copy me. Now, you could probably get some notes from me, as you said that you came to me originally before you started a podcast. Maybe you could have learned a few things. And it's not necessarily, I just had a guest on earlier this year, and I went back to listen to it recently, and it's Ryan from the Spotlight Series podcast. And we were talking about how, you know, you can give somebody all the ingredients. I could tell you exactly what I use, what microphone, what mixer, what editing program, what every little detail, what cables that I use. And you could do the same thing. You could take all that, but it's going to be you. It's going to be the chef. It's going to be the person that's putting it all together that's going to be the key factor, what makes it special. And I don't want you guys to be like me, and I never thought you guys were like me. So, like I said, just taking the phrase, you're not on my level, what I mean by you're not on my level is you haven't put in the work that I have. You don't have the consistency that I have. I don't know your numbers. I know your YouTube numbers. Those aren't very good. I just know mine. Am I the best podcaster in the world? No. Am I the best podcaster in the area? Maybe. At least covering Northeast Ohio independent wrestling. I'll take that. Only thing better than me is the AIW podcast that I will admit, but that's, they're on a little bit bigger scale than me. People care more about them and go directly to them and not me, and that's fine. Perfectly fine. I think the next part here is where you really make me laugh.
I don't take notes from what you're doing. Every move that you've made since we've been in existence has been everything that we've done already. We sponsored a promotion. You found a promotion to sponsor. We started doing different things on our show. You started doing that. We had a female co-host, and then you went ahead and got that female co-host, which...
Of the three things mentioned, there is only one of them that is even remotely being true, and that's the one I will address, and that's getting a female co-host. Stealing your female co-host, maybe. But that came about because she didn't feel like she was being properly utilized. You had her on a couple shows, and then, like, that was it. You never tried to cater to whenever she was going to be available so she can be on the show. So, did I copy that? Kind of. I didn't even think about adding her to the show until she was on your show. I will admit that. 100% I will admit that. But then, you dropped the ball with her. So, I told her to come to Wrestling Cheers. Join our panel. I already had her boyfriend Stacy on. He's been on a lot. So, why not? Makes perfect sense. That is the only thing it comes to even close to copying, and this is where the real truth comes in. Now, you throw out the sponsoring of a show, and this game, this podcast game, or at least what I play, I don't play checkers. I play chess. And I'm not saying I'm playing chess with you. I'm playing chess with moves that I'm going to make. Just because, you know, I sponsored Southern Underground Pro starting with the first show of this year doesn't mean that it started then. I have proof that back in August of last year, I reached out to my friend, Righteous Jesse, from Southern Underground Pro, and said, hey, you know, what does it cost to sponsor Southern Underground Pro? And even in the message, I don't even just say sponsor the show. I say sponsor a match. As far as I understand, you guys have never just sponsored a match. And that's where the true difference comes. Now, if I'm correct, my text message was at the beginning of August, and I think the announcement that you guys were sponsoring UXWA was at the end of August. So you might try to say that maybe I found out some information. No, no, no. Trust me, I'm not concentrated on you guys for that kind of stuff. I'm more looking in my rearview mirror, checking on you guys. Now, I'm looking at shows like, I don't listen to them, but I know of them. We're somewhat friends, you know, Deathmatch Russell podcast. There's the Savage Dash, and like I previously mentioned, Spotlight Series. You know, I've paid attention to shows that I've watched, and they've been sponsored, or matches have been sponsored, or things have been sponsored by these people. You know, the Spotlight Series and Deathmatch Russell, I mean, their stuff, you know, appears on, I think, the GCW mat. And the Savage Dash was a big one. I mean, watching Southern Underground Pro and, you know, the old wrestling extravaganza. So I was seeing all this stuff, and I'm like, man, that's kind of what I want to do, help get the name out there for Wrestling Cheers. And I was looking at stuff on, at the time, powerbomb.tv. So I was seeing, you know, things like, you know, like I said, the Savage Dash. I wanted that. And also, because I'm watching enough Southern Underground Pro, I'm seeing this group called the Sobros, who is a, you know, a podcast network and a website down in Nashville. And they have gone on record of saying how great it was to sponsor Southern Underground Pro. So I had all this information in front of me. And I was like, I want to become a part of that. So in early August of last year, I got the information of the tiers that you could sponsor. And the highest one had included two tickets to the show. I was like, that's perfect. I'll go. If I can find someone to go with me, awesome. If not, I'll give away that ticket on the show. That seems to be the right thing. And I get to go down and be a part of this show that I've heard, you know, so much about and I've watched and I've just fallen in love with. So you guys sponsored a show and then I sponsored a show? No. Just because you do something before me doesn't mean I'm copying you. And it goes the opposite way. Now, you started a podcast after me. Dark Match Podcast started a podcast after me. Were you guys copying me? No. Dark Match Podcast had on Jackson Argos and PME. Were they copying me? No. They're just getting some of the same people on. I've had on Ryder Reed and PB Smooth and Wes Barkley after you, Marks with Mics. But was I copying you? No. I was digging into the same pool. And I don't understand, like, you were doing different things on the show than I started doing different things on the show. Like I said, I stopped listening some point last summer. And what you guys are actually doing on the show, minus, you know, interviews, like, I don't know what you were doing. Everything that I do has an origin story. I've been doing face-to-face interviews. I've been doing that longer than you guys were around. I've been doing the Fave 5 questions. That wasn't come from you guys. That came from a multitude of different things. Listening to podcasts like Kick Out of 2, like the IndieCast. Multitude of other ones that had their own, like, set questions. And at the same time for me on Facebook, I was doing polls. And I was trying to do polls that wasn't going to divide people. Not, what do you think about Trump? And what do you think about kneeling for the anthem? I was throwing stuff out like Coke or Pepsi, Munsters or Adams Family. Things that don't necessarily have a right or wrong answer. Just what side of the debate, of the argument, are you on? So I took these questions and I added them to Fave 5. And the whole story behind the Fave 5, there's people that say that I took that from Pond Van Dam. And also another podcast that has a set of questions, friend of the show, like I've mentioned, Super Fantastic Podcast. So I just kind of wanted my own. And I had kind of a set of questions that I already had loaded up. And then there's a lot of podcasts like the IndieCast and Kick Out of 2 that had Sheets or Wawa. So maybe I took that off of them. There's the official Wilkman question from Kick Out of 2 of Is Die Hard a Christmas Movie? That, like, all this stuff I did not, you know, steal from you guys. Again, you guys to me are in my rearview mirror. I'm just checking on to make sure it stays that way. Like, and I sponsored a show, number one, because I wanted to, B, there were other reasons, and the smart thing too was to get Wrestling Cheers logo in a different market. All these flyers and these posters that Southern Underground Pro puts up, whether it be physical posters or they're putting them on Twitter, they have Wrestling Cheers logo on it. So that's going to get catching people's attention. And I'm friends with Sobros. They shout out and show love too. So I'm getting this in a different market, and then it's going on independentwrestling.tv. People across the country will see the Wrestling Cheers logo if they watch that show. Again, maybe I should have said, I'm not playing checkers with you. I'm playing chess with me and trying to do these different moves. Nothing to do with Marks with Mics. Nothing to do with Dark Match Podcast. You guys can pay your money or not pay your money to sponsor a show. That's fine. I send my money to Southern Underground Pro. And that's all I want from. I'm paying for the promotion, not to be a star. It's getting long-winded here. We got a few more sound bites to go.
And I haven't associated with you ever since the Jay Litz show.
This is also another lie, a flat-out lie. Just not a misinformation. No, that wasn't misinformation. You flat-out lied saying that you came to me before you started your podcast. But to say you haven't associated with me since the Jay Litz, which is when we first met, when you took that picture of me and you, no, we've had many different interactions since then, whether it been some on Twitter or the few that were in person once at PCW when Abyss was there. And then there's that Wrestle Rager last year. And the great thing about that is I have proof. I have my own girlfriend who was with me for this show, and you come up to me and talk to me. And you refer to me not as my name, but as Heavy Set. Fine, whatever. That's no issue. And then you told me about your miscarriage. Now, something you mentioned in the video is I made some sort of comment around Absolution last year about you guys and me not knowing about said miscarriage. I honestly don't remember what was said at that point. It was either said something in private or something, a statement that I made on Wrestling Cheers. Sounds something like me, but it also might not have been a shot at you. It might have been a shot at Dark Match. But the part of me that does think that maybe I did say something, because pretty sure at the time you guys were like, we're going to be there, and you weren't. Well, if that's the case, and I didn't know the full story, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I made some sort of assumption and made a comment for what as was actually going on. I'm sorry. Because when it comes down to the beef that I have with Marks with Mics and Dark Match, it has nothing to do with, you know, family. I don't think about your loved ones like that. My issue is with the shows and a little bit of the people that are on them, not the people that are associated with those people. So all your loved ones I've never wish ill upon. That'd be stupid. So if I did say something and not knowing the full story, like I said, 100%. I'm sorry, but you have spoke to me because you did tell me about the miscarriage. You did. So you approached me. You told me at Wrestle Rager. and I have my proof, and I just recently double-checked with her, and she said she remembered it. So stop lying.
Stop looking at our success as your shortcomings.
Trust me, I don't understand what success you have. You know, this is what I see from you guys, truthfully. You do shows inconsistently. Sometimes you talk about WWE, sometimes you do independent stuff. You give away belts. You sell things on whatamaneuver.net. Hey, I had a whatamaneuver.net store before you. So were you copying me? Maybe, but I digress. And you have a YouTube show, which goes back to earlier. If I'm copying you, why the fuck do I not have a YouTube show? Why am I not barking up that tree? Last time I checked, I believe Wrestling Cheers had more YouTube followers than you guys. I'm not starting a show, and I have no intention. I'm 99.9 repeating percent sure that I will never do a YouTube show like that. Now, I got some friends who want to start up one, and maybe I hop on with them and do that kind of stuff, but that's been talked about for a while. Nothing's been officially started yet. I've been asked to be a part of it. We'll see how that goes, but me, Wrestling Cheers, I'm not starting a YouTube channel. I'm not going out claiming it's going to be picked up by a streaming service. You know, that whole bit, that stuff's not me. That's not Wrestling Cheers. So I don't know what your guys' success is. I don't know your numbers. I just know mine. You guys get some good guests here and there, far as I see. Congratulations. Congratulations for getting some of these names. That's awesome. I'm not trying to replicate that. I feel like I have my own way of doing interviews and getting people for interviews, you know? So I don't know how I'm looking at your success as my shortcomings. Again, you guys are in my rearview mirror. You guys are doing probably some cool stuff. I'm not, like I said, I'm not listening and I'm not watching, but I'm paying attention to those little details. Effie's a good get. Effie's a good get. Is he somebody that I would like on the show? Maybe. Because I've heard him do other podcasts and he's phenomenal. But it's not something I'm breaking my neck to do. I'm having interviews that I like doing. I'm highlighting things that I want to highlight. So it amuse me of what your success is. I'd love to find out.
Do better. Do better with yourself, man.
And this is the last soundbite that I have available that I felt like needed to be talked about. Do better. What do I need to do better about? I've been doing better longer than you guys have existed. I have had a natural progression, hell, just on this show alone. I've done better. Just because I don't like you guys doesn't mean I don't do better for everyone. Like I mentioned, you know, I help out all these other podcasts that I can. Friends of mine. Whether it be Pod Van Dam, whether it be Center Stage, or whether it be Not Ready for Primetime Wrestling. You know, those are friends of mine. I don't really promote as much on the show, but I sent them new intros and outros to put on the show. Because I have a personal belief that whoever is doing the show shouldn't be doing, like, the intro and outro, like, the music and stuff. There shouldn't be, like, if there's some sort of introduction within the music, then they shouldn't be doing it. I picked that up from listening to a different podcast that had a friend of theirs do the opening and closing of, you know, introduction type stuff. And I was like, oh, that makes so much sense. And the guy they got for it wasn't a big name. It was just a different voice. So I gave them that benefit and I made it sound a little bit better. So they didn't ask for it. I gave it to them, but my friends loved it. And they're some good people. But I don't understand what I need to do better. It's just, I don't like you guys. You know, I got my mixer in front of me. I have two microphones here in the studio that I can have people over and talk. I also have an H6, just paid the last payment, and the H6 is 100% officially mine, and now I can take, I mean, I could before, but I can go out and get one-on-one live interviews. I don't need anybody else's help. I'm not trying to get some people to help record for me, to help edit for me, to help do all this stuff. You know, I've showed this stuff out of my own pocket. That's not a shot at you, but I'm saying this is what I've done, and I'm the one that edits it. I'm the one that makes it sound good. And I've had compliments from people who put out good podcasts, such as the Spotlight series, such as the man behind Dinner with the King, my friend Glenn Moore, compliment me on my sound and what I do. At the end of the day, I've done better. Remember that. I've done better. I'm going to continue to do my podcast with you guys in my rearview mirror and doing my own thing. I suggest you guys to do the same thing. And maybe we're looking at this differently. You're in my rearview mirror and I'm doing what I want to do. Maybe I'm in your rearview mirror and you're doing what you want to do. To me, I'm on a different level. I'm on a better level. I know the next few weeks of my podcast are going to be all about. Like, I think I have the next 6 weeks, if not more, planned. It's already known. We got two preview episodes in a row, then two review episodes in a row, and then we have the Jaylit weekend planned. I have no interviews. No, I take that back. I do have an interview scheduled, a return to the show, but no way am I copying you, and there's no way I can do better. I've done better. I'm not out here sponsoring shows to get on. Now, maybe it might not be my room to speak, but I'm going to call you out on it. You owe UXWA money. That's what I've been told by multiple people. You can sit there and say whatever you want, but I've already proved just within this recording, there's two things that you threw out to people that were lies, flat out lies. And if there's anything that I said here that was a lie, I would ask to be proven and how. Maybe I'm remembering something a little bit differently, but there's a lot of things that I've said here that I'm going to stand by. And when it comes to you, Marks with Mics, you owe UXWA $100 because I had a feeling, and trust me, you want to talk about people in my circle telling you things? There's people, maybe not in your circle, but there's people telling me things about you, and I've mentioned that. And one thing, and I watched it going on in the local scene. I saw Dark Match doing things with, what, ASWA, I think it is. And then right around that time, I had heard that you, Marks with Mics, wanted to become a part of the show. I was like, oh, so their buddies are doing it, so they want to do it. Okay. And I'm not saying I know 100% the story of the AXWA stuff. I might have heard part of it on the IndieCast. I listened to that episode. But they started doing something, so Marks with Mics has got to do stuff. And the story that I was told is that the last show that was officially sponsored by Marks with Mics, you guys didn't pay up. When it came to show day after the show and time to at least finally pay that money, at least I try to do before the shows, you tell them, no, we didn't get like our part of the deal, so we're not paying. So in your head, you don't think you owe. Other people are telling me a different story. So for that, you are a garbage human being. Or maybe garbage human beings. I often say that I have two sides of myself. Mr. Rogers, which is the nice side, which you guys don't really see. All about being positive and nice to people. But if you cross a line with me, or if you get onto my bad side, that's when you hit in the Tony Montana side. You hit in the Scarface side. Because with me, my balls and my word, that's all I got, and I don't break them for no one. So you gave your word that you were going to pay that money. Because you did not get to be a part of the show, you're not paying it. You're garbage. You're a piece of shit. If you don't like what I have to say, that's fine. You can go off, live the life that you choose to live. Now, if you want to talk to me at the UXWA show or AIW, I'm not going to be hard to find, but I don't see the point. We're not becoming friends. We're not burying the hatchet. It's not happening. So if you want to continue to do what you do, do it. We don't need to talk. You can come find me, or maybe I'll come find you, and I'll tell you or ask you, what do you have to say to me, and get this over with. If you don't like my opinion and you want to fight me for it, go ahead. Hit me. I won't punch back. I'll call the cops. Maybe being a cop caller isn't a fun thing to some people I know, but if you put your hands on me unprovoked, there will be consequences to your actions. Now, you can throw out all these threats to me, how big you are. You don't know me. What if I've had proper training? What if I'm a third-degree brown belt in Taekwondo? What if I've taken kickboxing? Huh? What if? You don't know. Doesn't matter, though. Because I'm not fighting over podcast shit. I'm not fighting over different opinion. I'm gonna still state my opinion about you guys. That's not changing. That won't change until the day you hang it up. I'm gonna continue on putting out my episodes, putting out bonus stuff. Because I have things that I want to do on my podcast that has nothing to do with you. Such as my interviews, my previews, and my reviews. Now, I understand that this whole bit is just almost three times as long as your 17-minute video, which is fine for me. I honestly feel like I've said everything that I needed to say. I even took time here towards the end and reviewed everything that I was said. And that's it. I'm pretty content on where I stand. In no way do I want my opinion to incite violence. There's no reason why my opinion should incite violence. No one should intimidate me for my opinion. If you want me to recite this all to your face this weekend, that's fine. I will tell you, I don't have an issue with that, because I won't back down from it. Now, in this, you got an apology for maybe something that I said around absolution. I don't even have proof on it. I've proven that you've lied on your video, and you can tell everybody these stories, these fake news, made-up fairy tale stories. Because if I can just point out two complete inaccuracies, imagine what everything else you're saying is like. Wrestling Cheers is going to continue on doing what it's doing. There's a reason why I'm responding on a different platform. That's why I'm not doing it on anything related to Wrestling Cheers, because Wrestling Cheers doesn't need to be dirtied by your name. Yeah, I'll throw out the jabs, but don't need to be dirtied by the mention of any of you. You know, whatever it is, I look forward to seeing you this weekend. I wish you all the best in your personal lives, Marks with Mics and Dark Match Podcast. Professionally, I don't. But you keep doing what you're doing. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. And when it comes to about being a man, I am a man. I'm a man of my word, unlike you. So until then, have a good one. No outro podcast plugs here. Just going to end the show. But for you, I'll bust out an old catchphrase from an old podcast of mine just for you. I'm even going to use the uncensored version later, star fuckers.